Psachim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Yud Beis, 7:12. Back in Mishnah Tes, we had discussed the prohibition called Yotze of the Korban Pesach leaving the area where it's supposed to be eaten, rendering the Korban Pesach pasul, invalid. And now we'll go back to that topic here. The truth is that the prohibition of taking sacrificial meats, kachim, out of the zone in which they are to be eaten applies to all kachim. So kachim are divided, sacrificial meats are divided into two basic categories, kachay kachim, the more holy, which would include things like the asham and the chatas, and kachim kalim, the less sanctified, which would include the shlamim, toda, maaser, b'chor, and our korban pesach. Now, when it comes to kachay kachim, the meat is to be eaten inside the azara, the temple courtyard, and only by the kohanim. And therefore, it would be prohibited to take that meat out of the temple courtyard itself, out of the azara. And if one did, it would render the meat pasul. Similarly, when it comes to kachim kalim, including the korban pesach, it must be eaten inside the walls of Yerushalayim. And if one would take the meat of any kachim kalim, a shlamim or a toda, and a korban pesach for that matter, outside the walls of Yerushalayim, it renders the meat invalid and it can't be eaten anymore. As it happens, when it comes to the korban pesach, in addition to those prohibition, the general prohibition of taking it out of the walls of Yerushalayim, there's an additional prohibition of not taking the korban pesach during Leil HaSeder out from the house in which it's being eaten. And in fact, if there are multiple parties eating that house, taking it out of the chabura, the particular group that's assigned to that one korban pesach. So if you had, for argument's sake, a hotel in Yerushalayim, Las Lavo, when they bring the korban pesach, and let's say you have two dining rooms, and you're in one dining room, you couldn't even take the korban pesach from your dining room, where your chabura is eating it, to a different dining room in the same hotel. And if you did, that would render the korban pesach and the meat that you took out pasul, invalid and can't be eaten anymore. It would have to be burned, meaning it can't be eaten, it's left over till the morning, and when it comes to Nosar, and then it's burned. Now, our Mishnah wants to know what happens procedurally if your only a portion of your Korban Pesach ends up going out of bounds. So the Mishnah says, Eivar Sheyatze Miktsaso. What if you have a limb of the Korban Pesach, the leg of lamb, which part of the leg of lamb went out of bounds, let's say you stuck it out the window or out the door, and part of it stays in bounds. It didn't go out of the door. So what are you to do? Chotech. So the principle is going to be that you have to get rid of all the meat that went out of bounds. The problem is if it's a single bone, so you won't be able to just kind of cut the bone down the middle because there's a prohibition of shiras etzem breaking the bone. And therefore the Mishnah says, chotech ad shemagil etzem. You'll cut off all the meat until you reach the bone, but you don't cut the bone itself, and that meat which went out of bounds, that meat will have to be burned. And then, the kolaf acha magila perek, you'll then remove the rest of the meat on that bone up to the joint. Kolef actually means to peel, like the verb to peel away, but whatever it is, you'll get all the meat totally off the bone, because that meat you're going to eat, you're going to have to eat that meat, right? You're required to eat it, as we discussed before. And then, once you get to the joint, v'chotech, you'll cut at the joint, because as we said previously, to cut the ligaments that connect one bone to another bone is not prohibited, and therefore you cut in the ligament, and you'll have a whole bone that you can't break in half, and half of the portion of the meat that's on that bone that went out of bounds, and that will have to be gotten rid of. The bone itself, you could throw away, says the Bartanura. That, of course, is assuming that there's no meat inside the bone. If there's meat inside the bone, marrow, in other words, the bone has to be burned like any other nosar. Okay, now, v'amukdashin, when it comes to other kinds of sacrificial meats, meaning besides the Korban Pesach, since there's no prohibition of breaking bones, kotzetz bekofetz. You just take a big meat cleaver and just chop it down exactly on the line where it went out of bounds. Because like other korbanos similarly, you have to eat the meat that didn't go out of bounds. So you cut right along the line, that which went out of bounds has to be gotten rid of, and that which stayed in bounds has to be eaten. As the Mishnah says, she'ein bo mishum shviras ha'etzem. There is no prohibition of breaking bones when it comes to other korbanos besides the Korban Pesach. Now, what exactly constitutes going out of bounds? So we're going to talk about bring the meat out of a doorway. You have to remember that in the time of Chazal, the walls are very thick. You can see to go to Yerushalayim now, you'll see look at the gates, look at Shar Yafo or something like that. Shar Yafo, as it's built now, does not date back to Bai Shein, I don't believe. It's a little more recent, from the 15th century, but that doesn't matter. The same idea. Those gates were very thick. The gates are very thick, but then the walls are very thick, and there was like a gate, like a metal gate or wooden gate, maybe it was back then, that kind of went inside the thickness of the walls. So we're going to say that, and the same would be true for just doorways in general. Let's say the wooden door went inside like a stone archway that entered the house, but the door was not as thick as the archway. So we're going to say that where the door is, that's called the agaf, where the door rests when it's closed, that is the dotted line, if you will. And therefore the Mishnah says, min ha'agaf v'lifnim, from where the door is, or where it would be when the door is closed, even though now it's open, and inwards, towards the inside of the house, k'lifnim, that is the status of being inside the house, or inside the wall, as we'll see more in a minute. Min ha'agaf v'lachutz, anything beyond that point, from where the door normally is and beyond, towards the outside of the house, even we're talking still within the thickness of the walls, that is k'lachutz, has the status of being outside the house, and that's part of the meat would have to be disposed of. Now, you'll note the Mishnah doesn't mention the thickness of the door itself. In fact, it sort of seems to imply a contradiction. You could point in both directions. I'll come back to that in a second. But first, let me say the Mishnah inside. Hachalonot, as for the windows in Yerushalayim, va'ovi achoma, and the thickness of the walls of Yerushalayim, kilifnim, they are considered to be like inside, meaning they still have the kedusha of Yerushalayim. So if one puts any sacrificial meat, including the Korban Pesach, in the window, I should say the word chalom, which means window, best translation I got, is in the time of the Mishnah, they didn't have window panes of glass. The windows, chalonot, in the time of the Mishnah, as we've seen on Masechet Shabbos before, it was just a hole to let air in, and they had shutters to seal them. But we're just talking about putting into the thickness of the walls of Yerushalayim, including the windows. Those are considered to be within Yerushalayim, and therefore they haven't gone outside and don't need to be, they're not invalid and must be eaten. Now, as far as that questionable issue of what's on the line when you talk about within the thickness of where the door used to be, the agaf itself. So it's not so simple. The Rambam understands that once you've reached the agaf itself, meaning the thickness of the house, if you will, already is considered outside. And therefore, once the agaf is considered to be invalidating. The Beis Yosef says it's considered inside. So we actually have a machlokas there, the Rambam and Beis Yosef, if you will, and that's that. I'm not sticking my nose to that machlokas, of course. But it's not so simple when it comes, that's there. But when it comes to the walls of Yerushalayim and the walls and the gates around the Azar, the temple courtyard, it is defined. As it happens, when the Sanhedrin invests Yerushalayim with its Kedusha or the Azar with its Kedusha, it has its option of whether or not to include the thickness of the walls. And actually, they chose, when it came to the thickness of the walls of Yerushalayim, to exclude them, meaning to make the thickness of the walls, meaning the gates under the stone, to be considered to be outside of Yerushalayim still, in the gateways specifically, as opposed to the windows. And the reason why is because they wanted to have those people who were mitzoraim, who were had tzaras and were disallowed to be in town, wanted to give them some refuge, at least they could get shelter from inclement weather, inside the gates of Yerushalayim, not inside Yerushalayim, but under the cover of the stone overhang, if you will. So therefore, the stone overhang remains halachically outside to protect the mitzoraim, etc. The Mishnah talked about the thickness of the walls and the windows because there's no mitzora climbing into the window. It's a small window to get refuge. Therefore, we will include it as part of Yerushalayim. And thickness of the walls, sticking your finger inside the walls, the kotel, and that kind of thing. You know, we're talking about some crack or hole in the wall. That's considered to be still within Yerushalayim. Maybe the kotel thing, my reference wasn't clear, and I don't want to get into it now, so forget I said that. As far as the Azar of the temple courtyard goes, so there, they didn't have any reason to be lenient for the Mitzrayim, and therefore, in general, the gates that lead into the archways that allow access to the Azara are all included in the Azara, and therefore Kohen could eat his Kache Kachim in those gateways, etc. They're considered part of the Azara. The exception, however, being Shar Nicanor, there's one gate there which, for whatever reasons, to allow the Nazir, technical, but the point is, we have a technical reason why we want to allow the Nazir to come in close as possible, but not be within the Azara, and therefore they did not invest Shar Nicanor, that one particular gateway with Kedusha, so that the Nazir could get close without being inside the Azara proper. So that one gate would be considered outside, and therefore Kachi Kachim that went to that gate would be rendered Yotze and invalidated.